Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We appreciate you, Lord God. Oh, we bless you today, Lord Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Hallelujah.
God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shooting that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they will not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as living sacrifices. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in, God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in until what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in until the plans of the enemy. But, God, we stand and we say we will be holy. We will keep our bodies pure. We will keep our bodies pure. We'll keep our minds pure. In the name of Jesus, we will not give in to drugs. We will not give in to drinking. We will not give in to smoking. But God, we will stand for holiness. We will stand for what's right. So God, we cry out, purify us, Lord. Purify us, Lord.
Welcome to Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. I am your co-host, Tyrese Turner, from Holland, Michigan.
And I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G, from Jacksonville, Florida.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, known and unknown, Lord Jesus. We repent for everything we've done wrong, Lord God. We come against any hindrance from the enemy in the name of Jesus. We speak that it shall not prosper in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your army of angels watching over us in the name of Jesus. We ask for wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, Lord Jesus, on tonight. Tell us what to say on this radio, Lord Jesus. Thank you for more people coming to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for using us all as vessels, Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Father, we continually bless, honor you, adore you, we worship you. We come tonight to lift up the name of Jesus. We come tonight to honor you, to honor your presence, to give you glory. You are the King of glory. Come in, come in, come in. We welcome you, O God. There's nothing that we can do without you. We need you, O God, more than the skin on our bones. We need you for our very breath, O God. And Father, any way we've sinned against you, the Most High God, forgive us, Lord. O God, forgive us for sins of omission, sins of commission. Forgive us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even for sinning against ourselves or other people, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, lead and guide us by your Holy Spirit. We need more of you in this hour than ever before. And, Father, as we, oh, God, continue on with University of Biblical Studies tonight, boys to men, girls to ladies, as we open our mouths, speak through us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our lesson tonight will be taught by Sister G. Please feel free to listen and participate.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for each of you all coming on the line with us tonight. And, you know, it's a great, great day today. We are so honored that you came on with us. and that God, the Most High God, knows your name. He even knows your location. So we're going to have prayer tonight by my spiritual daughter, Evangelist Laurel Brunson from Jacksonville, Florida. Good evening, Evangelist Laurel. How are you?
I'm good, Sister G. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to hear your voice.
Amen. You ready for me?
Always.
Okay. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you for this time, oh God. We thank you, God, for this time of prayer, God. We just honor your name tonight, God. We give you glory. God, we give you honor. We thank you, God, for what you have done today thus far. We thank you, oh God, for your grace, for your mercy, oh God. We just lift you up. God, we glorify your name, oh God, and we say that you alone are worthy to be praised, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just honor you. We thank you, God, for your new mercies, oh God, for you said in your word that your mercies are new every morning. So, God, we thank you. Great is your faithfulness, God. Thank you for being so faithful toward us, God, even when we're unfaithful, when we're faithless, God. You're so faithful, and, God, we just thank you. Thank you for that, oh God. Thank you for how you kept us, God, throughout the day, God, from the danger seen and unseen, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just honor you tonight. We lift you up, oh God, for there is truly nobody like you. And God, as we come before you, lifting up our youth and lifting up families tonight, oh God, we thank you, God, that you're going to have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up our youth tonight, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for them. God, we thank you for what you're doing in their life. We thank you, God, for how you are doing a new thing, oh God, in the youth, oh God, in the young adults, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the children, oh God. You are doing a new thing, oh God, and we believe by faith, God, that you are raising up a generation, oh God. You're raising up a new generation, God, in the name of Jesus, God, a generation that is on fire for you, oh God, a generation, God, that will go after you like never before, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for doing it, God. God, we see you doing it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, a generation, God, of children, a generation of youth, oh God, that will go after you, God, that will seek you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that will keep their bodies pure, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that will cast their cares upon you, oh God, that will declare your glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that our youth, God, will do great exploits, oh God. Greater works shall they do, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, your word says greater works, God, shall we do in the name of Jesus. So we declare that over our youth tonight, in the name of Jesus, that greater works, God, that they've seen their mama do and their daddy do, God, greater works, God, shall they do in the name of Jesus. They shall rise up, God, and declare your works, oh God. They shall rise up and declare your glory, oh God. And God, we even declare that, God, over the youth on this call tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, we declare, God, that they will rise up, God, that they will come from among them and be ye separate. In the name of Jesus, God, that they will not try to fit in, God, that they will not try to be like the rest of them, God, that they will be leaders and not followers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we call our children out, God, we call them out, God, out of darkness and to your marvelous light, God, we call them forth by faith, in the name of Jesus, we call their purpose forth by faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we call gifts forth by faith. In the name of Jesus, we call it forth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we declare and we decree that there is a stirring taking place, oh God, in the spirit of your children, God. God, that there's a stirring of the gifts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You are stirring up the gifts tonight. In the name of Jesus, you are stirring it up tonight, God. Every gift that are in that is in our children, oh God, you are stirring it up, God. We pray for the younger generation, God. We pray for the unborn. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for every age, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would cover them tonight, God, from the hands of the enemy, oh God. We snatch our children, God, out of the hands of the enemy, and we declare and decree tonight that the enemy, God, the devil is a liar. In the name of Jesus, he will not be able to have our children. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the children on this call. We pray for our grandchildren. We pray for our great-grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, even for the children that have not yet been born, God, we pray for them, God. We declare the blood of Jesus over them right now, God. We thank you, God, that there is power in the blood, and we declare the blood of Jesus over them right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we declare a hedge of protection around our children tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we declare and we decree angels, God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, thou shalt surround them now in the name of Jesus. God, that no evil shall come near them. They shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. God, we bind suicide in the name of Jesus. God, we bind premature death in the name of Jesus. We bind the murder spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. And we lose life tonight in the name of Jesus, God. God, we bind sickness and disease off of our children tonight, and God, we lose health tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We declare, God, in the name of Jesus, that our children shall live. They shall live tonight, God. They shall live. I don't care what the doctor's report say. They shall live. I don't care what family and friends may say. God, they shall live in the name of Jesus. You will not be just like your daddy. You will not be just like your mama. Oh God, we bind every curse, God. We bind every word curse tonight, God. Everything that has been spoken over them, God, in the name of Jesus, we come against it now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God, that they will rise up and be everything that you have called them to be. And God, we pray, God, for our families. God, that you cover the families tonight, oh God, that you bring unity in our homes tonight. God, you said that a house divided against itself cannot stand. So we come against division in our homes, division in our families, division in our relationships. God, we come against it in the name of Jesus. And we speak unity tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we speak love tonight, oh God. We speak mercy tonight. We speak forgiveness tonight. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, oh God, for mending broken relationships, oh God. We thank you for uncovering every secret tonight in the name of Jesus, things that have been hidden for years, God. We declare and decree, God, that they be exposed, God, every secret, God, that's hurt in the families, God. In the name of Jesus, I bind that spirit, God, that says what goes on in this house stays in this house. If it's hurting, God, if it's hurting the families, I declare and decree it be exposed tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you tonight, oh God, for what you're doing, God. We thank you for what you're doing in the homes. We thank you for what you're doing in the families. We thank you for what you're doing, God, in our youth, oh God. And God, we bless you and we honor you. And God, I even pray a special blessing over Sister G. God, I ask that you continue to cover her and strengthen her. Strengthen her, God. Continue to give her, God, the strength that she needs. Continue, God, to bless her indeed and enlarge her territory, God. In the name, bless her for her obedience, oh God. In the name of Jesus, for there is a blessing in her obedience, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, we bless you, and we honor you. We declare that it is so by faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Laurel. Oh, my God. Powerful as usual. And thank you so much for the special prayer for me. Amen. Amen. Well, tonight is a great night as usual, as every day and every night. We have a special young lady on with us from Mississippi. Her name is Makari Coleman. Good evening, Makari. How are you? All right. What are you going to sing tonight?
I'm saying For Your Glory by Tasha Pop.
All right, baby. Go ahead. Thank you.
Lord, you find favor in your sight. Lord, please hear my heart. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. I've crossed the high desert. I've traveled near or far for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. For your glory, I will do anything. Yes, we'll see you. Lord, I hold you as my King. Lord, it's just my favor. My favor in your sight. Lord, please hear my heart cry. I'm dead. To be where you are, across the high desert, I'll travel near or far for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. For your glory, I would do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. I wanna be where you are. I gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. Gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. I gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. I gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. Gotta be where.
She's 12 years young, and we have to keep encouraging our young people. Beautiful voice, and I love the song that she chose. We got to be where God is. That's where we want to be, especially our young people. Well, I'm praying that the Lord just keep drawing them and drawing them, and they got to be where he is. They're running hard after him like a deer that when it's thirsty. So I thank God for them. Well, we have the Turner family on with us from Holland, Michigan. They're going to sing a song today, this evening rather, a song of praise unto the Lord. Good evening, Turner family. What are y'all going to sing?
We're going to sing David.
David. Okay.
David killed a lion and he killed a bear. And David threw him too.
Amen, amen. Thank God for that beautiful song, David. And we have many Davids in the land, those brave young men. We thank God for them. Thank God for the Turner family. Well, we have a special day today. You know, God is just so awesome. He planned things so strategically. He knows what he's doing. He's always doing great things in the lives of his children. Well, it was about 46 years ago today, a male child was born in the world with a purpose on the inside of him. 1975 was the year that God chose for this young man to be born. And you know what? It's the 14th day of the year, and that has a special meaning, the meaning of the biblical number 14 is actually double seven. And the number seven in the spiritual is spiritual perfection. And it is, oh my God, the perfect number. So today is the birthday of a mighty man of God. He was born on January 14th. His name comes from the Hebrew language, and it means Jehovah has been gracious for showing favor, and the Lord is merciful. This man of God has truly been given grace and favor and mercy by the Most High God. God chose this particular day for him to be born, and he gave him a very strategic name. God carefully chose his name and the day of his birth. We thank God for the particular plan and the plan that he has that brought forth for this young man. And we are so grateful because God chose him. God chose his parents, his family, and the generation that came forth from his loins. God has blessed this young man. Blessed is the man, this man, because he has his quiver full of mighty children handpicked by God for this mighty man to train and teach in God's way. Psalms 112:2 says, his children are successful everywhere. They go, and his entire generation are godly and blessed, for they have been taught directly by this man's hands, being laid on each one of his children. And he has taught them, and they understand. Joshua 1:8, don't let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it morning, noon, and night. And I thank God today we celebrate the day of his birth. And you know what? His name means gracious, and that God has shown his graciousness toward this man. You know who he is. We're not going to tell you right now, but we have his family member on with us, and his family member is going to sing happy birthday to him. His family member is Minister Tyrus from Houston, Texas. Good evening, Minister Tyrus. How are you?
Good evening, Minister. Good evening.
All
good
right,
evening.
You ready?
I'm doing wonderful. Yes, ma'am. Are you ready?
So we say
God
happy
birthday,
Pastor Turner. Now we also have his children on. We not finished yet. You got to zip your lips till we get through. We got his children on, and they're going to wish him happy birthday, too. Each one of them are going to say their names, and they're going to lay hands, pray for their dad, and then they're going to say something to him. Who's first?
This is Tyrese Turner.
All right, don't forget. Get your dad, lay your hands on him, pray for him, and then tell him what you want to say.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray over my dad in the name of Jesus. I thank you for you leading his life in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the confidence that you had being instilled in him, Lord Jesus. We give you praise for the name that you gave him, Lord Jesus. Thank you for him fulfilling his calling that you called him to do in the name of Jesus. Thank you for teaching us how to raise us children, Lord Jesus. We give you praise for him putting you in everything he does, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak blessings over his life in the name of Jesus, and finances from the north, south, east, and west to come forth in the name of Jesus. No evil shall prosper against him in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tyrese. Who's next? Oh, I'm sorry, Tyrese. You got to say something to your dad, and then you can pass it to the next one.
Dad, I want to thank you for always watching over me and, like, watching my back and making sure that nothing attaches to me and keeping me, like, teaching me how to maneuver through life and teaching me the things that you didn't know when you were a child. I appreciate it.
Amen. Who's next?
This is Levi.
Okay.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my dad right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for another year, Lord Jesus, for him to live, Lord Jesus. And we ask for many more, Lord Jesus. We give you praise for his birthday. And we thank you for peace, Lord Jesus, through the rest of his life, Lord Jesus. And we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for another year for my dad right now in the name of Jesus. Your beautiful Savior. Amen. Dad, I want to thank you for teaching me all these years through all my life. And I really appreciate you.
Amen. Who's next? All right, Isaac.
Thank you, Lord God, for strength for my dad, Rick, now in the name of Jesus. And then we give praise, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for letting him live for a long time so he could be our dad, right now in the name of Jesus. And thanks for my dad teaching us right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And we do praise, Lord God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Dad, for teaching all of us about the scriptures and all the ministry.
This is Lily.
Okay.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, please forgive us for sins known and unknown, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for the years that you placed on my dad's life, Lord God, for the many more years, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the teachings that have been coming from my dad, Lord God, and that will continue to come, Lord Jesus. We thank you for pouring into him in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to say that we love you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for everything that my dad sets his hands to do prospers in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, we pray blessings and favor over my dad's life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for the man of God that you put him to be. Let him become, Lord Jesus. Amen. Dad, I thank you for being my dad. You're my favorite dad. I thank you for caring about our health, for like teaching us the ways of the Lord, and, like how to live. Thank you, Dad.
Oh, man. This is Micah. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for my dad, Lord Jesus. I thank you for the many years that you've given him, Lord Jesus. And I ask that you give him many more, Lord. I thank you for instilling him into our lives, Lord Jesus, to lead us and guide us, Lord Jesus. I pray that you lead and guide him, Lord, and that he's acceptive to your will, Lord Jesus. I thank you for the wisdom that you've instilled in him, Lord Jesus. Let him pass it on to many generations. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to say.
Well, y'all know it's a double birthday today. His cousin
yes.
Tyron's mom's birthday today, too. So we say happy birthday, both of you men of God. We love you all so much. Happy birthday.
Okay, I just wanted to say thank you for accepting me when I was young and my mom wasn't married, and you came in and you raised me as your own, and you know, you're like dirt. You're old.
Yeah.
You're old. But we can't live without you. So. So I love you. And that's all the Turner family.
Amen. Amen. All right, Pastor Turner, what you got to say? It's your birthday.
Oh, it's amazing. I thank God for the years, and I praise God for the honor. He said people will stand in awe. I'm in awe right now of just hearing everything. And if I can I sing happy birthday to Tyrus?
Please.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tyrus. Happy birthday to you. Hallelujah. At the end of the song, we always have to put a hallelujah on it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I won't feel like President Kennedy getting sung to by Marilyn Monroe.
That's right.
I'm sure that was an inside joke. I don't know what that means, but okay, we thank God for you too.
No, I've never you. Been sung happy birthday to so cutely.
Well, it's a celebration night. I thank God for you all. You know, we got to celebrate our birthdays and thank God for another year. So we thank God for all that he's doing. Oh, my God. He's doing great things in the lives of his people. He loves us so much. I just praise and thank God for each of you all being on with us tonight. You know, I mean, when it's your birthday, it's a special time. And God has, you know, granted you a number of years, you know. So I thank God for you all. Thank God for what he's doing in your life. Thank God that he loves you. Thank God that he has given you abundant life. So here's your song.
Hello, everybody. This is the time to sing songs and celebrate. Now, let's go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. God Almighty bless you. God Almighty keep you safe.
Having a birthday together. Is there anyone on the line who want to say anything concerning their birthdays or any words of encouragement anybody have to say?
Yes, I would like to just thank you for extending the invite to come on your awesome broadcast. And I was so excited. I remember when they told me that John was born on my birthday, and you know his mother was so instrumental in teaching me, helped me learn how to play guitar, and teaching me how to do a whole service. I thank God that she grown me to be able to play a whole revival service by myself when I was like I was like 14 years old playing out in the highways and byways and home church services and revivals. And his mother and his father was very instrumental in, you know, me understanding the things of the Spirit. And so we have been just, God has just knitted us. And I just thank God how he's, even in our latter years, we've gotten even closer. And so thank you, prophetess, for, you know, opening this opportunity, you know, for our family to be a blessing on the line. Thank you.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Minister Tyrus Walker. Anybody else? All right.
Good evening.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening, Pastor G. God bless you tonight, and everyone on the line, and thank you for what you're doing, how you're blessing so many, and how you have adopted the Turner family, and they've adopted you, and just the great work that you're doing. And I just say happy birthday to Pastor Turner and to his cousin Tyrus, and just may he live to see many more, and may he live to be 104, both of them, if they want to live that long. God bless you.
Man,
love
amen.
Y'all.
Maybe
you.
Like my granddaddy lived 105 more. So
oh,
thank
well,
God.
All right. Go ahead. Do it. Be 105. Put that. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Anybody else? Thank God for you all tonight. We got Kristen on with her children. Jackson's having a birthday coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yes, ma'am. And we would like to say happy birthday to Tyrus and Pastor John right now.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
Thank you all.
And many more.
Amen, amen. Anybody else?
Yes, Sister G. This is Micheline, Chloe's mom. I would like to extend a happy birthday to the Turner family. And also wanted to say, you know, Chloe and Zoe's birthday are, like, right around the corner as well. So I thank God for that. Thank God for you. Thank God for everyone that's been praying for her. In 2 days, Chloe's going to be live to see 1 year old. And all in that in itself is a blessing. That's her in the background.
Oh, on the 15th?
Zoe, her sister, is on the 15th, and then Chloe will be the 16th. They are day apart.
Yeah. Wow.
So Zoe will be 6 and Chloe will be 1. But
amen.
I just want to say thank you to everyone. And yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Everybody else.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, we thank God for each of you all coming on to show love to the mighty men of God, the male children that were born, you know, long time ago. God put a great purpose in. Well, tonight we're going to move into another plan. You know, we want to hear what the man of God has to say, Pastor Turner, on his birthday. He's going to give an encouraging word. His son is going to introduce him. Go ahead. Tyrese, go ahead.
And now it's time for an encouraging word from Pastor Turner.
Hallelujah. Okay. I bless God for each and every one being on the phone line tonight. And this is the serious part about it. We only hear because God allowed us to, and we allow God to do whatever he had to do. So I praise God for all the honor that you know, you gave to us, Tyrus and I. But now we're going to give honor where it's due. That's Jesus. That's yes, you are. And today I just want to talk a little bit about never letting people say or do anything to affect your purpose in life negatively. Now, I say it again, never let anyone say or do anything to affect you. Now, they're going to say it, but you have to make sure that if it affects you in a negative way, you have to turn that thing around. And right now, we're going to go into prayer. Lord God, right now, Lord God, I ask that the hearts be open to receive whatever you have for them. It's not me. It's you. I put myself out of the way right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, so you speak through me right now in the name of Jesus so it can have a hearty meal and they can marinate in this all through the week, all the rest of the week. But again, this message is about never letting people say anything to affect your purpose in life negatively. You have to use those words and build a stone. You know, you can use a lot of rocks and build you a home if you want to. Just put a door there. You know, I've never seen an alligator trying to walk up a ladder. His mouth is too big. So my thing is, sometimes we can kill our own blessing just by moving our lips. We can't talk about the situation, but we praise God for every situation in our lives. And my thing is, the way God is so loving. He's a gentleman. And all he wants us to do is communicate with him. Now, when we lose communication with him, understand that's when people start communicating with us about what they see us as. Now, here's a story. I want to go back to my childhood because we didn't celebrate Christmas. We didn't do all those things that some families do now. And I remember wanting a racetrack, a remote control racetrack. And, you know, Daddy, you know, no, I ain't mess with that. No, we ain't getting all that. That's too much money. You know, that's how he'll bark at you, you know. And so with that being said, he finally broke, and he got me that racetrack. And I put it together, and it was a figure eight. But it's not what I wanted because the cars were going too fast, so I couldn't enjoy it. You know what I mean? So with that being said, I tore the tracks apart, and I grabbed some pots out the kitchen. Now, I had to be at least five at this time, or four or five. And I started learning different sounds. And I can keep rhythm good. And I remember my mother coming in and, boy, you got my pots. And she had a little bitty keen voice. You got my pots in there, I'm going to tear your little behind up. She always used to say, I'm going to beat your body, you know. So with that being said, I had those pots. I was messing with my mother's pots. Now, but I'm learning rhythm. So she didn't understand that, but my dad understood it. My dad came in and he was like, hey. He was like, hey, baby, don't stop him. I want to hear what he's doing. And he took me to the church, and he set me on his lap, and he had a jazz-style playing. You know, we don't get into that anymore. You know, we like that hardcore, you know. But this is my dad showing me the foundation of what he knew. And I'm saying this for a reason. And make a long story short, he put the sticks in my hand and I repeated the same things. And added a little bit. And so I'm saying this because you have to understand, recognize who you are. And to the parents, find out what your child is doing that is amazing. And as soon as you find that out, allow them to see not what they can do right then at that very moment, but to see the greater things. You know, you can build a house or you can build a mansion. You can have a business or you can have a corporation. So my thing is, I'm telling everyone, keep communicating with God, and none of those words will matter. You know, we used to have a saying, I'm rubber, you glue. Everything you say bounce off of me and stick to you. See, we tell that to the devil. He calls us dumb, and it bounces off, and it goes back to him because he's always stuck in the middle of something. You know what I mean? So this is what we're doing. We're counteracting everything that says that you're not. And I want to get to the point of the communication. Adam and Eve, they stood in fig leaves. They was covered. God already knew what they did. He already knew that. But he says, I don't want them to lose communication with me. But I know they go, you know, what have you done? It's probably was some stuttering there. But the Lord was saying, talk to me. Confess to me. So this is what the Lord is saying right now. Talk to me. Hold a conversation with me. Let me tell you about this. Let me tell you about Jesus. Let me tell you about Yeshua. He is a gentleman. He will not force you to do anything. He is very considerate of what you're doing. You know, he loves you that much that he wakes you up another day. After you know you sinned or, you know, that's why I tell my children before we go to bed, you know what, forgive me for everything I said and did and thought in my mind. This is what we do. And then we say wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, and revelation, blessings and favor, so we can see Jesus later. Amen. I love you. Protection in your sleep. So my thing is being careful for nothing. But I'm saying throughout the day, talking to him matters. You see, we should consider it a pleasure to be living and having the and we should have the very essence of joy to be obedient. Because he says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. For who? For you. You have to understand who you are, what you're created to do, what is your purpose, what is my child's purpose. I mean, I know the slang is kids. Oh, man, the kids. There's no kids in the King James Version. He says, suffer little children, come unto me. What is your child doing? What is she perfect in? What is he perfect in? You know, we strive to be perfect. And this is what he says. He says, imagine these things. If you don't imagine, you're not holding a conversation. Be quick to apologize when you fall. But the Lord is saying, imagine, have a conversation with me. If you can't see yourself in heaven, why do you read about it? If you can't see yourself healed, why do you have faith? Conversate with him about the problems. And if you have sinned or if you have transgressed, keep on talking. Don't you lose communication. Because as soon as you lose communication, here we go. We have somebody coming to tell us who they think we are. And you know what? And anything repetition, it will get into your soul. I remember I used to go out to the club, and I don't be long here, I promise. I used to go to the club, and they used to play a song called Apple Bottom Jeans, the Boots with the Fur. And you know what? And the whole club was looking at her. She hit the flow. You know what? And you see the girl in the Apple Bottom Jeans. Hey, girl, come on. Got the fur on the boots, and they're dropping it low. Anything repetition, the ABC song, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. So I'm telling you the strategy of the enemy, and plus he was the chief musician in heaven. Understand, he has workers out there. They're not understanding what they're doing. So when you hear a negative word, block it. And remember this word here. I would never see an alligator trying to climb up a ladder. His mouth is too big. So let me govern my mouth, and let me look at what God said about me. And this is what it is. He said, you are an exceptional, perfect piece of art. You are an exceptional, perfect piece of art. But we're not perfect. But if you can't imagine it, you never will be transformed. Amen. You would never be transformed if you don't imagine yourself being perfect. You got Matthew 21 and 18 says, be perfect as your Father is in heaven. But understand, it's the strive to be. Think something greater. Think on greater things. And that's all I have to say. Please be encouraged by this. I love y'all. Amen.
Amen. That was awesome. Awesome word. Thank you so much, Pastor Turner. Amen, amen, man. You're an exceptional piece of work by the Lord. You were skilled by the master's hand. Amen. Never let anyone say or do anything that affects you and your purpose in life negatively. Nope. Jesus has already said, you know, what we're going to be in life. So we go on with what the Word of God says. And the Word of God says we are a perfect, exceptional piece of artwork, shaped and molded by the Master's hands. Now, you know that's perfect. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Turner, for that awesome word. We're getting ready to close out soon, but we got to have prayer. Yep, we're going to have it's prayer time. So anybody have any special requests? All right. Well, I'm going to ask Lily Turner if she would pray for one of my good friends, Sister Thelma. She's been, she needs a healing, continued, complete healing work from the Father. You could pray for her, Lily, Sister Thelma.
Yes, ma'am.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, please forgive us for sins known and unknown, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for complete healing in Sister Velma, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for healing her body from A to Z right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the enemy's hands on her body in the mighty name of Jesus, over her mind, Lord God. We thank you for, we plead the blood of Jesus over her mind in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for positive overcoming negative right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for the doctors right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that they won't give up in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will work through them in the mighty name of Jesus. And we believe this all effective immediately with confidence right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lily. I'll tell you what, that Turner family is a prayer. They got prayer warriors, all of them. Well, I'm going to ask Tyrese. I almost said Minister Tyrese. Baby Chloe, if you could pray for Baby Chloe, Baby Zoe. And we have a new one that we've been praying for. He's just 4 or 5 months old, Baby Kaiser. He is underweight and in ICU where they keep babies. So if you could pray for Baby Chloe, Baby Zoe, and Baby Kaiser. Healing.
Yes, ma'am. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive us all for our sins, known and unknown, Lord Jesus. We repent, Lord Jesus, and we come to you, Lord Jesus, reminding you of your word. You said if 2 or 3 are gathered together in your name, then you are here, Lord Jesus. So we know you are here, and we know that you are listening to us, Jesus. Therefore, we ask that everything line up in Chloe, Zoe, and Thelma's body in the mighty name of Jesus. Who was the last person?
Kaiser.
Kaiser, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you that no evil can come against them in the name of Jesus, and that your angels have their hands on them in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your will being done in their lives in the name of Jesus. I speak that they shall fulfill the calling that the Lord has for them in the mighty name of Jesus. Testimony that is going to come forth from this in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory right now, Lord Jesus. We praise you in advance, Lord Jesus. You're amazing, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Sister Nett, are you available to pray?
Yes, I am.
All right. Sister Nett, can you pray for the youth all over the world and their families, however the Lord leads you?
Yes, thank you. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, we love and praise, we bless and honor you tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, you're doing, and you're going to do, Lord God. And so we just say thank you tonight. And Lord, we cry out on behalf of the youth, oh God, all over the world. Lord, you see and you know everything that's going on. And God, we ask you, Lord God, to make a way of escape for those that are entrapped in any kind of way, any habits or with ungodly people, Lord God. We just ask you to make a way of escape, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to redeem their life from destruction. Oh, God, we ask you to save their souls, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, that you would give them activities and things to do, God, to occupy their minds, Lord God, things that are pure, lovely, honest, just, and of a good report, that they would focus on those things in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you would guide and direct them, Lord. Father, that even in terms of extracurricular activities, Lord God, that you would guide them into righteousness, Lord God. Father, don't let them be addicted to the internet and other electronics, oh God. Let everything be done in moderation, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just ask you, Lord God, to give them a hunger and thirst for righteousness. We ask you to touch their hearts and mind. Give them a desire to know you, an interest in you and your word, oh God, and your ways, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask you, Father, to loose laborers across your path that would compel them to come, Father, to learn more of you in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask as you touch them that you also touch their families and those that have families that are saved, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that they would get to know you in a better way, in a more intimate way, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over all of the youth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, save them, Lord. Sanctify them. Fill them with your precious Holy Spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just ask your blessings upon them, God. Father, we pray that even their talents, skills, and abilities, Lord God, that you would open up their minds to realize their purpose, Lord God, and Father, to know the special gifts that you've given them, Lord God, that they would use them even in their youth. We also pray for those that are saved, Lord God, that the spirit of excellence would be upon them, that they would excel above their peers, O God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray that the favor of God would be upon them, Lord God, that they would find favor with you and with their fellow man in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord God, we just thank you, Father, for what you're doing in their lives. And we just bless you, Lord God. And, Father, we just ask you to do a speedy work in them, God. Redeem them, redeem them, redeem them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Powerful prayers. Amen. All right, I'm going to ask Pastor Turner, the birthday man, if he'll close us out tonight. Thank God for each of you all. I love you. Have a God-filled day tomorrow, God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And I thank God for you, Pastor Turner. Happy birthday, Pastor Turner and Pastor Tyler.
Thank you. Thank you. Lord God, forgive us for any sins known and unknown that we don't know about. Lord God, we come totally to you, standing without fig leaves, saying we glorify your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the joy, the peace, the whole, all the fruit of the Spirit. Lord God, we apply it to everything that we heard. We apply it to us in the household, Lord God, because if it's on us, it's going to go all through the house and it's going to radiate when we're in the supermarket, where it's going to radiate off of us. Lord God, we bind any attack and hindrance. We command everything, communication devices of the enemy, to be null and void right now, that's in our life right now, Lord God. Lord God, we pray against the pressure of the world. Thank you for we replacing it. We pray a major reverse in the enemy's plans right now in the name of Jesus. We will sleep, and it will be sweet in the mighty name of Jesus. We will get off this phone line, and we will have prosperity in our life. We will have the things. We will be the surplus to someone else's need right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak in each other's lives right now that the joy and the peace of the Lord will be upon us for the rest of our lives, because our main goal is to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord God, we give you praise for our ordering our steps, Lord God, and we allowing you to do that. Lord God, we praise you for Mother G right now, for Mama G, I call her. Lord God, we praise you for her right now, and I thank you for extraordinary blessings, like something supernatural, Lord God, something in the natural and supernatural to come upon her, Lord God, and not just her, everyone else on the line. Lord God, we believe totally in you, and we have confidence that you hear us, and we believe it effective immediately. We pray against any backlash, which we know that was probably standing on the side hating whatever we say, but we know that we are victorious only in you. And we leave this phone line in confidence. We leave this line with victory right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We laugh in the face of adversity in the mighty name of Jesus. And I speak healing to anyone who needs it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And you believe, and we believe with you. Amen.
Amen. Love you all. Have a great, great evening. Praising the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You as well. Everyone as well. God bless you.
Amen. Good night, everyone. I love you. Love you, Pastor. Pastor G, Pastor Turner, Tyrese, and everyone.
Love y'all.
Love you too. God bless. Love you.
Thank you.